Welcome to Jets Rewind. I'm Marty Shupak. I'm in New York, Valley Cottage. I'm joined by Ralph Scherega. He's in Massachusetts. And Ray Clifford, who's incognito. We're only going to hear his voice today.
Well, maybe not.
He's in Ohio. And we just witnessed a disaster down in Dallas.
Yeah.
There he is, Ray. There he is.
There I am.
In the car. As the Cowboys won 30-10, and for all you Zach Wilson haters like me, this was not Zach Wilson's fault. Even though he came apart like at the middle of the second, third quarter and the fourth quarter, and his tagline looks awful. It was a disaster from the second the kickoff came, and there's a lot of things to go over, but I just want to turn it over to Ralph for a minute. I just want to say this. We don't have a stinking offensive tackle on our team. They can't block, or they jump off sides every other play. I've never seen anything like it.
Holding.
It's pathetic. Ralph, give me your immediate thoughts before we get into the details.
Big picture, the only slack I will cut the Jets is that they came off a short week and a really emotional game. But if anything you learn from watching a game like this, skill positions don't matter. They got destroyed by the line play on both sides of the ball. Dak Prescott must have been wearing a red jersey. Nobody even touched him. You know, everyone, Tony Romo was gushing about him. It was like a practice session for him. He was hit all day, and his guys were wide open. I wasn't that impressed. You know, they got to bring some more effort next week, or their season's going to spiral really fast.
Right. And Ray, what's your immediate feelings? And but just by the way, the Patriots who were going to play are going to kick off with the Dolphins, like in about 20 minutes. But go ahead, Ray.
All four teams are 1-1.
Well, I agree with Ralph that we didn't get anywhere near Wilson, and the times we did, somehow we had two of the worst roughing the passer calls I think I've seen in a while.
I agree.
I didn't think either of those were roughing the passer, which that was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was on the heels of Sauce dropping a pick six may have changed the entire, you know, how the whole game played out. I mean, but what really bothered me was it's almost like they were afraid to blitz. We were rushing four guys and getting zero pressure. So Dak was, it's not that he wasn't having a good game, but the two things I noticed was no pressure on him. So he sat back there all day, and it's like we didn't think it was a big deal whether or not we covered CeeDee Lamb. It was third and whatever, and CeeDee Lamb he'd be thrown to him, and there would be a guy maybe 5 yards away if we were lucky.
Ray, I'm glad you brought that up. But by the way, I'm going to get into Sauce Gardner, who's like the most overrated.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That's a little harsh.
they had who's the other good receiver that was out? You know,
for Dallas.
You know who it is. The guy who was on the
you're talking about, right?
Cooks. Yeah, Brandon Cooks. Why in the world are the Jets playing zone? Why not stick Sauce Gardner if he's so good on Lamb 1-1? And if you're going to do that, put him on Lamb wherever he goes on the field. It was like there was nobody covering him all day. I never saw anything like it in my life. I can't understand it. And that's besides the fact that, you know how many receptions Lamb had? Listen to this. 11 receptions, 143 yards, 13 targets. And that's
sounds about right.
And that's what from the team that's supposed to have a defense like the 85 Bears.
The 85 bad news Bears.
Yeah, Ralph, what do you think? They would go man-to-man? I don't understand that.
Well, I know they don't like to flip because they think Reed is effective too. But, yeah, I, I mean, the minute Eccles got in there, he's on Lamb. I mean, I don't know how that happens. And well, he's not on him though. He's
That's the thing.
Oh God, that was a killer. That injury to Michael Carter really hurt the Jets. I was really, really went under the radar, but things went down. I'm not going to totally blame Brandon Eccles because everyone has blame in this game. But you make a good point, Marty.
And do we know the severity of the injury to Michael Carter?
I know nothing. There were so many injuries, I can't even keep track of them at this point.
Yeah, we got Michael Carter, and then towards the end of the game, I'm hoping Garrett Wilson's okay to play next week. I hope Garrett Wilson and Quincy Williams.
Tony Adams.
Sounds that he can, Davis was in there and Amos was in there. We're going to have to pull up some practice squad. I think Trey Dean's going to be a big player in a couple of weeks.
I in two games, I know it's early, and Ray's going to shake his head and said, I'm overreacting again. I'm not that impressed with Tony Adams, Ralph.
No, he's done nothing. I haven't seen anything out of him.
Nothing. And the offensive line, I mean, you have a guy, we went over it, Dwayne Brown, who's 38. He didn't play one snap in preseason. And they're keeping him one-on-one with Micah Parsons. He didn't have a chance. I've never seen anything like it.
You know, I mean, the players had the coaching staff, but they were out. They didn't do anything right out there. And the fact that they could have actually had the lead at halftime was really incredible. If for two plays, the Sauce Gardner drop and that last touchdown pass that Wilson was wide open, and the guy just got his hand on Zach Wilson's arm at 6. It was amazing. But I've seen this act so many times over the years, Marty and Ray, and you knew that they were going to get blown out in the second half. They could just only hold on so long.
Well, if you're doing three and outs and the defense is – look, they showed the one graphic there early in the fourth, and Dallas – the Jets had 32 overall plays, and Dallas had 41 plays in Jets territory. So
– I think – session was ridiculous. It was like a college team playing against a pro team.
I mean, Dak, he hit his first 12 or 13 passes. He was looking like Dick Marino. I never saw anything like it. Yeah. And I thought
they were short passes.
And they were wide open, and he had all day. I mean, I'm not surprised by it. The one time he didn't complete one was when we finally got in his face. It's not really as surprising as they made it sound. I mean, our coverage was very well. That's what I think disappointed me more than anything. I didn't expect much out of Zach. Actually, at the end of the half, we got more out of him than I ever expected. But what disappointed me was nothing seemed to change on the defense as far as scheme. We rushed four guys the whole. I think we quit blitzing midway through the first quarter and never blitzed again. It was four guys who couldn't get anywhere near Prescott, and you weren't playing press coverage. So these guys were, they had 3rd and 14 when it was still kind of a game. And I thought, okay. And he completes one to CeeDee Lamb with nobody within 5 yards of him down the field. And I was just like, if you're not going to cover their best receiver, what are we doing out there? Double that guy.
Yeah, classic Jets. You know, they go at 3rd and 14. Of course, they'll run the ball. Whenever another team is 3rd and 14. If you watch the game from the beginning, like on every running play Dallas had, their running back, when they got hit, would fight for three more yards.
Yeah.
The Jets running backs down immediately. I mean, you could just see the energy. It wasn't there, and they were in big trouble.
And I'll tell you, Breece Hall had a – when he had a 9-yard run, he looked great on that going to the outside, but invisible after that.
Did he get banged up? Because I didn't see anything out of him in the second half.
I don't know.
They gave up on the run because they couldn't block.
Right.
But we all agreed, and I'm going to restate it. I didn't want Dalvin Cook at all. I don't understand why we did that, too. I can't figure it out. He looked good the first game. They just stripped the ball from him, too. I just was not a fan. I thought Bam Knight would have been fine. Now, let's just talk about the situation on the offensive line. I mean, they got major problems there. I don't know what the alternatives. I thought Ralph came up with a good idea that, you know, maybe you put Tippett at guard and you move, what's his name, AVT to one of the tackles at least, so you get some time. Ralph's shaking his head now. What's the matter, Ralph?
I'm saying like this. They always say we want to put our five best players out there. Well, that's them. Dwayne Brown can't play. I don't know if it's that he's out of shape or he's just had it, but he can't play.
I think it's a little of both. I mean, he's done. He's just these guys that are so like Parsons and a lot of the other guys will face, like Judon's going to be, these guys that aren't real big guys. They're quick and they're kind of strong. They're too fast for these guys like Brown and Becton. They go around them like they're standing still. You got to have guys who are a little more athletic, like Vera Tucker and just, you know, a little quicker off the ball. It's guys who can move, you know, or agile and can move around. That's what you got to be as a lineman now. You can't just be big, because it's not a running game anymore. It's a passing game. And that requires you to be able to, you know, block these guys coming off the edge. So we need, you know, well, I always bitch about the line, so you know what I think.
Sure, sure. And I just did this. I know it's early in the year, but if they sign Becton to a fifth-year option, I'll be shocked. You know,
it's early yet, but you know, I mean, what's the alternative if he's healthy? You know, then
Ralph, did you buy the BS that was coming out of Florham Park about how great he was the last month? He turned it around.
The bar was really low. You know, I mean, obviously he came from nowhere to the fact he can stay on the field, and he's not the worst tackle they have out there. He's better than Dwayne Brown, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at Dallas, they were scheming so much better than the Jets. They were doing all those nice stunts on their defensive line. The Jets were so static. Offensively, they started out like it was Michael Fleur again, you know, a run up the middle. Then you try – and if you got like a 7-yard run on the first down, what do? You try running again, get 1 yard, and then you can't get it on third down. You know, they didn't take their shots when they had, you know, it's just, it was maddening.
And Ralph, I got a text from you early that you thought Hackett was calling plays scared. And I happen to agree on some third down plays. He was playing it so conservative. Either you believe in Zach or you don't believe in him.
They didn't have one decent screen. They had a couple of screens over the middle. They didn't try one or. They needed to do something to slow down that pass rush, and he wasn't doing it.
It just seemed like on offense and defense that the Cowboys were playing with like 13 or 14 players, and we were just playing with 11. And I know, Ray, I know your favorite part, Ray, was when you saw one of your all-time favorite coaches, Dan Quinn, jumping up and down.
They were talking about how good he is, a defensive coach. I said, yeah, he's so good, but he can't hold on to a 28-point lead in the Super Bowl, but he can keep the Cowboys and the Jets off balance with the Cowboys. But he wasn't really the defensive coordinator then, but still, I blame him.
Yeah.
He got him to the Super Bowl. That's more than any of our coaches have done in 55 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
but if the Jets ever get there and blow a 28-3 lead, I don't know. I'm not sure how I'll react.
You know, I made a note also, and, you know, Ralph had said, Ray, that they were just so flat. And I made a note, and I put it in caps, no first down push. It just seemed on first down, we were getting pushed back every time there was a first down. It was just disheartening. It just really was.
But me personally, I wasn't expecting the offense to be able to do a ton against this team. As a matter of fact, you know, I thought Zach looked quite good in the first half for the most part. He looked
settled
in the pocket, and that throw to Wilson was outstanding. And like Ralph said, and I didn't know it till I saw the replay, that when they tipped that ball and then you see the replay from up above, he had Wilson easy for a second touchdown, but it got hit just as he was throwing it. But I think my my main problem was with the defense. It just talk about flat coming out. I mean, they moved that ball on that first drive so easy. And I was just like, this is not, you know, the defense that we need to be. You know,
right. And to make matters worse, to put salt in the wound, I had texted you guys, I think it was earlier or yesterday, that their left guard was out, Tyler Smith, and Chuma Adugo, former Jet, was starting.
Yeah.
He got hurt too. And they threw in some guy named Bass.
he did fine.
Yeah, except for one play when he whiffed on Quinton Williams.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Right after they bragged about him.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to talk about, Ray, give me your feelings, and we touched on it, about Sauce Gardner now.
Well, I mean, I still like Sauce, but I thought, you know, he was getting away with a lot of stuff last year. They aren't calling him with a lot of penalties, so I'm not going to say he's not getting away with it. But teams aren't shying away from him anymore, at least in the first two games. They're going at him. And sometimes I wonder if that's the defensive scheme too, because it looked like on the one where I was griping about C.D. Lamb catching the 14-yard pass, it looked like we were mostly running zone instead of man-to-man.
Which I don't understand.
And at that point, everybody's, you know, just kind of, if you aren't sure on who you're taking, and then guys get open, you know, fairly easily if you start getting confused on who's taking who when they start doing crossing patterns. And that's what it looked like.
Especially with Echols out there. He hasn't played. And
yeah.
He was lost. Yeah. He's absolutely lost.
Completely lost. I don't want to get into the stats, but I just want to go to the defense. I mean, Zach had one TD, three interceptions, 170 yards. They virtually had, you know, no yardage on the ground except for Zach Wilson. And he actually looked pretty good. It seemed like he knew to take off. He knew when to slide. Oh, this is what I want to touch upon. What are we going to do about this refereeing, Ralph? These roughing the passer. I mean, JFM was like, he was like, and even Clemens too, they were like going down, the momentum.
I thought the JFM one, they might have called him because they thought they hit him too low. But when you see it, you hit him right in the hip, which is where he's supposed to be fine at that point. It just can't go with the knees. But otherwise, it wasn't late at all. Neither of them were.
Yeah. Ralph, what's your feeling on the ref?
You know, I mean, I'll talk a little about it, but I don't want it to sound like, you know.
No. It wasn't rough.
They were terrible calls. And God, would the NFL please get rid of the kickoff? It is such a stupid thing. I'm so sick of
it. They're wasting their time with it nowadays, unless you move the kickoff back to the 20, where
I know. They don't want to. They don't want them to return. They don't have the
They
damn
don't want them returning.
It's ridiculous.
It is a waste. Just on defense, I just want a couple of things. Jordan White had 9 tackles, 7 solo. C.J. Mosley had 9 tackles, 5 solo. I think he's overrated. I don't care. He almost always makes a great play. Almost.
He's not an all pro anymore, but he's okay. I mean, okay. That's about it.
Quincy,
he's still solid.
Yeah, Quincy Williams wasn't great, but he had 7 tackles, the solo. Yeah, and Ralph, your guy, Jamie Sherwood, had 7 tackles, 3 solo.
Oh, my gosh. I missed 6 of them.
I didn't see any of them. Quinton Williams, again, he played – I thought he was great.
He was their best, but for him, it wasn't a great game.
He had 6 tackles, but 2 of them were tackles for losses. And I think I opened my mouth too soon with this Quinton Jefferson. He was nowhere to be found, but I want to give kudos to someone that I was on last year too. It's Solomon Thomas made a nice play.
He made a nice play. So that gives him another year on the team.
Yeah, a sack. I thought Bryce Huff, again, he didn't have a sack, but he did a pretty good job when he was in there. And I'll tell you, there's one play where Dak Prescott did a great job getting rid of the ball. Bryce Huff was right in his face. Remember that play, guys?
I do.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was Bryce Huff at the time. I thought it was Mosley, because all I saw was a 7 on the jersey.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ashton Davis was he got the fake punt. We got our own, looked like our lone first down forever. It was good. I just don't understand. If he's on the team, he's safety, but why can't you put him in for Echols? I really don't like this Echols. He's like
Ashton Davis was playing. He was playing for a Whitehead, I think, at a certain point.
He was. Okay. There you go. Now the little, I don't want to say controversy, but my guy, Will McDonald, wasn't activated, the first round draft pick. And I guess that was to play Carl Lawson.
Yeah, who did nothing.
Yeah, that's my question. Did he do anything, Ralph and Ray?
I watched him a few times, and he was very ineffective.
I didn't hear his name, so I know he wasn't doing a lot. You know, I didn't hear them calling his name.
Right. I go ahead, Ray.
Well, you know, Dallas is a good team, and it was in Dallas. And their line, even though I don't think they're the best line in football or anything, but they were very solid. And if you notice, Dallas wasn't running the ball unless they absolutely wanted to or had to. Otherwise, they were doing more passing, and we couldn't get anywhere near Dak, so I don't blame them on that. Literally, right. He was sitting back there having lunch while he waited for guys to get open.
I was going to say, another thing is that McCarthy was doing, which I've been wanting the Jets to do, is hurry up offense, no offense, mixing stuff up. When was the last? Yeah. I mean, I really think Wilson would be a little more effective if he had less time to think and just was
right. Exactly. Just react. Yeah, wow. I agree.
And that's the one thing I did notice that Romo said. He's holding the ball too long again. And a couple times, you know, the one time he got sacked, he did the pump. Well, not the pump fake. The screen was covered, so he didn't throw it. And then before he could throw it away, he got nailed. And it was like, those are the plays where you just got to get rid of it.
Yeah. You know,
wherever you're throwing it, get rid of it.
Too long. And on the replay, you could see where he was looking. And Uzama, I think he went too deep in his route. He ran right into a defender. So he didn't have anything to throw there. I just think their offense is just poorly designed, period. Wilson, you know, he has to take part of the blame too. The interception on the play to Garrett Wilson on the deep pass where he had that guy beat by 5 yards, and Romo said he didn't look the safety off long enough. That's the kind of stuff that he's got to learn how to do. He's not going to be in the league.
I will say on that one, though, I love Garrett Wilson, but I thought on that ball, he looked over, saw where the safety was, and I thought, just cut in front of him. Just, adjust your out and go in front of the guy and take the ball. He kind of tried to just outreach him for it.
More aggressive. He could have been more aggressive on that play.
Yeah, I thought he could have on that one, really. And he dropped one, Pat. But he has that tendency to drop one once in a while. I'm not surprised by it. We had so many of those plays where we just didn't quite take care of the ball or quite make the play and catch it and keep the drive going. Too many three and outs, as always.
Fumble down the field by Dallas, and there are five Jets around it, and the center from the team on Dallas recovered. It's like
we cause the fumble, and we don't hustle.
We've been watching that for 50 years, though. I mean,
like I said to you in the in my text, that first half was a condensed version of every frustrating thing that we've watched for the Jets in 50 years.
Yeah, Ralph, you've said that of a number of games. You'll see. I've got texts from you, Marty. This quarter is a microcosm of the last 60 years of the Jets. I know.
Right. I mean, they have the third down roughing the passer when they made the stop. That's always have that one. And a Sauce Gardner dropping that damn touchdown.
Oh, my God.
And Wilson just getting nicked when he had the guy wide open. It's like, oh, it's a game of inches. And
Yeah, it's so funny that three plays could have changed the entire game, how it looked.
But, Ray, it's like what Ralph says. It seems like it's every game like this. It's always like two or three plays.
And that, everybody has their things that happen to them, but it just seems like it always happens to us.
Yeah, no, it does. All right, listen, the Patriots are about to kick off, so we're going to take a gander on that. We're going to – anything else before we cut this show a little bit short so we can all go home? And
Even though I am totally, you know, depressed by this game, it was an embarrassment. I actually believe they're going to come back next week with a lot of energy and they might win the game. I do. That doesn't mean that's a good year.
I'm sorry. Again, I'm not blaming – Zach on this, and I'm the biggest Zach hater. And one thing I want to point out, he had an incomplete pass on third down. He could have run for a first down at one time. But again, I'll say this. I think he has incredible athletic ability. He doesn't have the football IQ, whatever it is.
But I'm just saying, I mean, he has quarterback plenty of wins. So they can win next week without him being a star.
He will never beat Bill Belichick. Write it down.
Would have left that if it wasn't for John Franklin Myers.
It didn't happen. So, all right. Anything else, Ray? Ray, thank you for coming on. We were going to start this a little early, but I screwed up with Ralph. So it actually worked out perfect. So
I'm gonna say we'll win as long as Garrett Wilson isn't out and as long as Quincy Williams, although Quincy isn't quite as important, but Quincy's been playing well, so I want Quincy on the field.
I think it's more important we get Michael Carter, the defensive guy.
Michael Carter, that'll help too.
That guy is so good. Michael Carter is so good. Now, remember, we have on the record that you two don't think Mac Jones is a good quarterback. I say he is a good quarterback. So we'll see.
I say he's an adequate quarterback.
We'll see. Next week he faces the 85 Bears defense.
So. By the way, the Bears gave up 30 points, but that was in the season that year. So
that's it. And just so you know, I've heard that Justin Fields has not looked good in his first
game. No, he's not good. Although CJ Stroud actually had some pretty good numbers today. So
which is good. So. All right, for Ray Clifford and for Marty Shupak and Ralph Sharaga and Jets Rewind, and we're heard on all podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all that sort of stuff. And if you give us a thumbs up and a comment, we love it, especially on our YouTube channel. So it's onward, and we'll be back during the week for our preview show of the Patriots game. Until next time.